Hello, welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today's show features popular music from the 20s and 30s, played by artists of the day. I've much to cover, so I'll go straight into the opener. Lou White playing an unnamed Kimball, most likely that in his teaching studios in New York. The Doll Dance, a Nacio Herb Brown novelty from the 1928 Hollywood Music Box Review. The demand for theatre organists in the silent era was so great that Lou White established a very prestigious institute for organ in New York, complete with three Kimball theatre pipe organs. Over to the UK, and one of its most famous organists, Quentin MacLean. This is a quite remarkably clear track from 1930, cut on the Big Christie in the Regal Theatre Marble Arch, London, where he was resident from the cinema's opening in November 1928 until 1932. Meet Me in My Dreams Tonight was a charming waltz composed by J.G. Gilbert and Horatio Nichols, a pen name for Lawrence Wright, the music publisher. Thank you. I should apologise for my husky voice today. I've had a very unpleasant bout of food poisoning, and as the saying goes, it's left me a little hoarse. One of Holland's finest in the 1930s was Cor Steyn, who was resident at the City Theatre Amsterdam for some years, playing the Dutch trunk theatre organ. He released a series of Cityland medleys, of which this is number 5. Moon at Sea, Good Night to You All, and China Doll Parade. Sea, Good Night to You All, and China Doll Parade, Cor Steyn and Amsterdam City Theatre Strunk. Back to America and one of their finest, Eddie Dunstetter, whose career started in Minneapolis in the silent film era. Unfortunately, he appears not to have made many shellac-era recordings. This starts as another waltz, waltzes being very popular with the public back then, called Girl of My Dreams, which then develops into a foxtrot. Eddie Dunstetter, the WCCO Radio Wurlitzer in Minneapolis, with Girl of My Dreams, recorded in 1928. One of the most successful studio groups in the UK in the late 1930s, continuing into the war years, was Billy Thorburn's The Organ, the Dance Band and Me. They made a large number of sides for Parlophone, with Billy providing the piano lead, and mainly H. Robinson Cleaver playing the Compton in EMI Studio 1, Abbey Road, London. This is one of the first tracks they made, a foxtrot from 1938, with a vocal by Eddie Gouret, Love's Old Sweet Melody.
Love's old sweet melody that night you played to me. When first we met, I hear it yet, a memory I can't forget. Won't you come back to me? Be as you used to be. Same refrain, love's old sweet melody.
Robinson Cleaver, Billy Thorburn, and a very talented studio group, The Organ, the Dance Band and Me, back in the days of great diction and melody. 10 years earlier, Jesse Crawford was at the height of his popularity resulting from his residency at the incredibly prestigious Paramount Theatre in New York, playing one of the finest sounding Wurlitzers in the USA, and accompanied by his wife Helen on the second console at the Paramount. Even though this next track dates from that period, it was recorded on the instrument in the Wurlitzer Building, Chicago. It's a Walter Donaldson melody, which was very popular in 1928, Just Like a Melody Out of the Sky.
Thank you.
Back in the UK, in 1930, Reginald Dixon was starting his long career at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool. The original Wurlitzer was too small to fill the cavernous ballroom with enough sound for the dancers, so in 1935, a new, larger Wurlitzer took its place, which had its first BBC broadcast in March. This Dixon medley of I Saw Stars, No, No, A Thousand Times No, and Lost in a Fog was just one of the many sides he cut that year. Reginald Dixon in 1935 with the new, larger Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer and the medley of I Saw Stars, No, No, A Thousand Times No, and Lost in a Fog. Such a retrospective programme wouldn't be complete without something from Sidney Torch, the other British one-man dance band. From the late 1930s, when he was resident at the Wurlitzer of the Gourmet State Theatre, Kilburn, this is Song of India, freely adapted from an aria from Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's opera Sadko. And so, I'm off to rest my voice in the hope that it'll be back to normal next week. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.